New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said today that police presence will be doubled in airports and train stations around New York City after yesterday's terrorist truck attack that killed 8 people.
I don't want anyone to draw any inference from that. We don't know anything. We're not responding to anything. It's just as a precaution.
Police say the suspect acted alone, but there are still questions about how to prevent these kinds of attacks. Joining us now on Skype is Bennett Waters, a counterterrorism expert with the Chertoff Group. He served in the Department of Homeland Security. Welcome.
Jeremy, thank you for having me.
And do you agree with what we're hearing so far that this was a lone wolf attack?
Well, I think it's tough to say whether or not I agree with it. I think it's certainly consistent with what we're hearing. I would expect that the intelligence community and federal law enforcement will be investigating this individual and his ties very carefully. But at this point, certainly all indications point to a lone wolf.
What kind of work would investigators be doing right now to figure out, for example, how this man was radicalized?
Well, I think we should expect that they will be seeking his digital footprint. We'll be looking for information on any of his electronic devices, home computers, and then also looking at patterns of life, known associates, suspected associates, other individuals that he might have been involved with that could give them some sense of either background thinking or more recent radicalization.
People who may have also been involved in this attack or people who may have just been associated with him?
Either. I think it's important at this stage of an investigation not to have preconceived notions. The idea will be to gather as much information as possible and then begin to look at that information to develop a more complete picture of this particular actor and whether or not he might be either assisted by or involved with others.
What do you think about the level of sophistication of this attack?
Well, I think at this point it looks very consistent with what we've seen from ISIS-inspired and affiliated operators around the world. It's certainly reminiscent of what we've seen in France and Spain and as recently as this summer in London.
Although there were many more people killed in both France and Spain, there was a bigger vehicle used, right?
Bigger vehicle used, but again, consistent with the basic MO of using vehicles to carry out the attacks, focusing them on soft targets and on places where people gather peacefully. So again, hallmarks of that same MO.
Yesterday, the New York Police Department said it had been talking to over 100 truck rental companies in the area for the past year, and that those companies have a high level of awareness for identifying potential attackers. Obviously, they didn't catch this one. He rented his truck in New Jersey. But is there more that can be done with truck rental?
Well, look, security is inherently a balance and involves intrusions on individual liberties. And the price for living in the type of society that we do bears a certain degree of risk. Security is ultimately about risk management, not risk elimination. And so I think as we talk about steps that can be taken, for example, in this case, to make it more difficult to rent trucks, that has a downstream effect on law-abiding citizens who are simply trying to go about their daily lives. So certainly something worth looking at, but I think all of these things have to be taken into account with regard to the overall effect on our freedoms.
And what are your thoughts on adding, for example, more barriers around this bike path in New York or in other places? I was thinking, yeah, you could put barriers up there, although you could probably kill just as many people driving onto a sidewalk in Manhattan any day of the week.
That's exactly right. And I go back to the point that this is really about risk management and not risk elimination. I think there are things that we can do to mitigate risk. And as you've indicated, using bollards or planters or other barriers are certainly effective. The question becomes how widely you deploy those. And the unfortunate reality is that in a free society, we will always have soft targets.
So there's nothing you can do to stop all of these attacks, but is there something authorities could be doing right now to stop more of them?
Well, I would imagine that is underway. The intelligence community working with local, state, and federal authorities through information centers, again, looking for other potential individuals, copycat attacks. I expect that you will see a significantly increased security presence around similar soft targets in New York. Mitigation is helpful. Preparation for those things that can't be mitigated, equally important.
Senator Lindsey Graham is calling for the suspect to be held as an enemy combatant so that investigators can gather intelligence more easily. Do you think that's wise?
Again, I think it's too early in the investigation. I have faith that the federal investigators and the intelligence community will make the right decision based on the information that they find, and would look for that to unfold in over the course of the next few days to weeks.
That's Bennett Waters, a counterterrorism expert with the Chertoff Group in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.